Good morning. This is Max Dirks with the Farm Service Agency in Atlantic. Here's today's USDA report. This morning I have a reminder for all producers about 2014 acreage reporting deadlines. Producers who file accurate and timely acreage reports for all crops and land uses, including failed acreage, can prevent the potential loss of Farm Service Agency program benefits. This is the second year in which there are new requirements in place for producers with perennial forages and fall-seeded crops. Prior to 2012, all crops in Iowa had an acreage reporting date of June 15th. Effective last year and continuing again this year, there are now two new dates for crop certification. These new reporting dates were established to better align FSA and the Risk Management Agency, RMA, program requirements. RMA oversees the Federal Crop Insurance Program. In order to comply with FSA program eligibility requirements, all producers are encouraged to visit the Cass County FSA office to file an accurate crop certification report by the applicable deadline. In Iowa, two acreage reporting dates apply. The first reporting deadline was December 15th of this month. That's the acreage reporting date for perennial forages, which includes all existing hay and pasture, all fall-seeded small grains, and these include small grains seeded as a cover crop. While the fall acreage reporting date has not changed, producers do now have until January 15th of 2014, so about a month, to report crops with a December 15th reporting date before being subject to the $46 late filing fee. As a reminder, the December certification date is for the 2014 crop year. Be certain as well to discuss with your crop insurance agent as to the cropping intent of your farm for the upcoming year. The second reporting deadline is July 15, 2014. This is the acreage reporting date for all other crops, including spring-planted crops and CRP. There are a few exceptions which apply to the above acreage reporting dates. First off, if the crop has not been planted by the above acreage reporting dates, then the acreage must be reported no later than 15 calendar days after completion of planting. Second, if a producer acquires additional acreage after the previously mentioned dates, that acreage must be reported no later than 30 calendar days after the purchase or acquiring of the lease. Appropriate documentation of the purchase or the lease must be provided to the county FSA office as well. Finally, if a perennial forage crop is reported with the intended use of cover only, green manure, left standing, or seed, then the acreage must be reported by the July 15th date. Non-insured crop disaster assistance program policyholder should note that the acreage reporting deadline for NAP covered crops is the earlier dates of either December 15th or July 15th, or 15 calendar days before grazing or harvesting of the crop begins. For questions regarding crop certification and crop loss reports, or to file your crop certification acreage report, contact your local county FSA office. Next, county committee elections. Due to an error in the printing process, the county committee election ballots that were mailed to producers across the United States back on November 4th, they had the producer's name and address marked on the back of the ballot. Because county committee elections use a secret ballot, misprints cannot be used. In order to ensure the integrity of the secret ballot process, new ballots were mailed to producers beginning last Friday, December 20th. These ballots will include were indicated in several places that they are corrected ballots. These include outside the mailing, on the ballot, and on the outside of the return envelope. Corrected ballots must either be returned to the Cass County FSA office or postmarked by January 17, 2014. All newly elected county committee members will take office on February 18th, and those county committee members whose term expires December 31st of this month will have their term extended until January 31st, the end of next month. County committee members are an important component of the operations of FSA and provide a link between the County Agriculture Committee and USDA. Farmers and ranchers elected to county committees help deliver FSA programs at the local level, applying their knowledge and judgment to make decisions on county commodity price support programs, incentive indemnity and disaster programs for some commodities, emergency programs, conservation programs, and eligibility. FSA committees operate within official regulations designed to carry out federal laws. If they're participating or cooperate in any FSA program that's provided by law, persons who are of legal voting age and have an interest in a farm or ranch as an individual or as the authorized representative of an entity are eligible to vote, as are both spouses when property is owned jointly. If your operation is located in the local administrative area holding the county committee election, for Cass County that's in Brighton, Pimosa, Benton, Grant, Franklin, and Grove Townships, and you don't receive a corrected ballot, contact your local FSA office. Finally, beginning farmer loans. FSA has programs available to assist beginning farmers in financing of their agricultural enterprises. Financing is available in the form of either direct or guaranteed loans to eligible applicants in these designated farm loan programs. For loan purposes, FSA defines a beginning farmer as a person who meets the following requirements. They have operated a farm for not more than 10 years. They will materially and substantially participate in the operation of the farm. They agree to participate in the loan assessment, borrower training, and financial management program sponsored by FSA, and they do not own a farm in excess of 30% of the county's median size. For additional program information or to file a loan application, contact the Cass County FSA office. In closing, for more information on any of the topics covered today or any other questions you may have, contact your local county FSA office. For those producers in Cass County, our office is located at 503 West 7th Street here in Atlantic, and our phone number is 243-1377. You can also find us on the web at fsa.usda.gov. Thanks, Merry Christmas, and have a great day.